One of the things I've noticed in recent times is the great evidence we received from this Dash Cam Owner Australia video site. And it's happened again today. One of my listeners says, have a look at this. It will blow your mind how stupid the driver is. Surely Family Community Services should be notified about this incident. Now, it comes from Dash Cam Owners Australia, and it happened last Thursday and is uploaded by someone who took this in the dash cam. Now, I don't know specifically where it is other than it happened at about 7:45 on Thursday morning, and it shows a vehicle parked behind another vehicle on a side street, a two-way side street coming onto a very busy main road. And I don't know which main road it is, but we'll find out eventually. So while the dash cam driver's parked there, coming up on the opposite side of the road, the wrong side of the road, travelling in the wrong direction, is a small black car. What happens next is incredible. A bus pulls up to the right of this car, which is parked. A child, looks like maybe 10, 11, gets out of the car, walks to the front of the car, then out of the rear seat of the car comes an even smaller child, maybe 5, 6 or 7, and walks across to get on the bus. Now, I again, they get out of the passenger side of the vehicle, out of the rear door and the front door by the look of it, and then the person driving, and obviously the parent, starts to back the wrong way down the wrong carriageway. Now, it's not, and then the bus takes off, obviously, with the two children on board. But it's stupidity in the extreme. And then the person, the father or mother, driving the vehicle starts to back down that carriageway. Now, I've put it on 2GB.com, 4BC.com.au, Facebook as well. And I'm pretty sure that once we give it to police, they'll be able to pull up the number plate of the offending vehicle. So we've got a work truck parked. We've got a person with a dash cam behind the work truck. And as we run on, the busy road in front of them, traffic could be turning left into this. The person comes up the wrong side of the carriageway, over the double yellow lines, parks on the corner. One child gets out of the motor vehicle, like I said, a child maybe 10 or 11, leaves the door open, so maybe it's only a two-door vehicle. No, then opens the rear door by the look of it. Another child, a much smaller child, gets out, weighed down with their bag, it's a little boy, I think, runs round behind the car, and then they get on the bus. Now, traffic could be easily turning left into this side street. Fortunately, none does. While this imbecilic person, mother or father, is parked on the wrong side of the road, allowing their children to get out of the vehicle and run to the bus stop. Now, I don't know how many traffic laws have been broken, but I'll tell you what's been broken. The law that says a parent must protect their child. And I truly hope police find this person and deal with them accordingly. Because this imbecile driving this small black car has put two children at risk, put themselves at risk, and then another motorist who may have come round the bus to turn left to be confronted by a car in the wrong on the wrong side of the road on the carriageway that should be for vehicles going down the street, not up the street. Have a look at it and you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. It's on the website, 2gb.com, 4bc.com.au. A man is fighting for life after a bicycle accident on the Sunshine Coast last night. At around 8 o'clock last night, a passerby found the man in his 40s unconscious and not breathing at the intersection of Lindsay Road and Ballinger Road at Budrum. It's believed he'd come off the bicycle. The passerby performed CPR until paramedics arrived and revived the man, and they took him to the Sunshine Coast Hospital. He remains there in a critical condition, so it looks like just he's collapsed while riding his push bike. That's what it looks like. And we hope and pray the man's going to be okay. From 2CC's newsroom, ACT policing investigating a shooting incident that occurred in Bonython yesterday. 11 o'clock yesterday morning, police called to a residence on Burgoyne Street at Bonython after shots had been fired into a residence. The police and the armoury team attended and conducted an examination at the scene. Detectives from Belconnen's criminal investigations team conducting inquiries into the incident. Apparently, they don't believe it related to the outlaw motorcycle gang. Speaking of that, I'm told there's a practice happening on the M2. One of my listeners has told me about it. I'm getting some footage of it, where not bikers, but bikies, who are patched, are somehow covering their number plate when they illegally go through the toll gates. Now, I'm fascinated to see exactly what we're talking about, but someone has had a dash cam behind them, and what these bikies are doing, and they've been identified by the dash cam because their colours are over the back of their jackets. But they're making sure they don't have an e-toll and making sure they're not pinged for not having an e-toll because somehow they lean back on their bikes and cover the number plate as they go past the toll gates. Anyway, I'll get that footage for you and pass it on to police as well. 131873 is the open lane number. Now, New South Wales Police have called the program to say Traffic Highway Patrol are looking, as we speak, at the footage that's come from the dash cam owner's site, and I'd be most appreciative to hear back from them and find out what they're going to do, because I'm almost certain their technology could see us pull up the number plate, even though I can't do it here, of the offending vehicle, with these two small children being put at risk by someone who's just a complete and utter dope.